on this day, 7th August 1921. Truce to end crisis. The exclusion of Mr. Sean McKeown, TD, from the list of Doyle members to be released to attend the Doyle conference on August 16th has caused deep indignation in Sinn Féin circles and may produce a crisis in the impending negotiations. An alarming message was sent out last night by the Press Association that Sinn Féin will immediately terminate the truce, which would mean the end of the negotiations. Dublin Castle has announced that all members of Doyle Éireann at present, interned or undergoing sentences, would be released forthwith and without conditions to enable them to attend the meeting of the Doyle. Mr. J.J. McKeown, T.D. Sean McKeown, Longford and Westmeath, who, according to the Castle report, has been convicted of murder, is not to be released. A statement issued from Dublin Castle states, in keeping with the public undertaking given by the Prime Minister, that His Majesty's government would facilitate the steps now being taken to promote peace in Ireland. It has been decided to release forthwith and without conditions all members of Doyle Éireann who are at present interned or imprisoned to enable them to attend a meeting of Doyle Éireann which has been summoned for August 16th. The government has decided that one member, J.J. McKeown, who is convicted of murder, cannot be released. The government's decision has created a situation of grave anxiety and danger. The Doyle Éireann cabinet sat to the late hour last night, and it was authoritatively stated that unless Mr. McKeown is released, there is a possibility that Sinn Féin will almost immediately terminate the truce. New Chief Justice for North. The Royal Warrant officially appointing Mr. Dennis Henry, KCMP, to be Lord Chief Justice of Northern Ireland was issued yesterday afternoon. Eamon Phoenix editor's note, nicknamed the Blacksmith of Ballinalee as a result of his success in holding the County Longford village against superior British forces, Sean McKeown emerged as the leading IRA figure in the Midlands. Badly wounded and captured in March 1921, he was court-martialed and sentenced to death in June for the murder of an RIC district inspector. While in prison, McKeown was elected to the Doyle. After the truce, all imprisoned deputies, save McKeown, were released, causing an early crisis in the peace process. He was finally released following an ultimatum from De Valera. Meanwhile, Craig had selected Dennis Henry, 1864 to 1925, Attorney General for Ireland, as first Lord Chief Justice of Northern Ireland. From a wealthy Catholic family in South Derry, Henry single-handedly created a separate Northern judiciary.